Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Again, in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 until 9 p.m. But as always, and especially for the first-time listeners, I see that the Lord is blessing this ministry and this worldwide platform that is growing beyond my wildest imagination, and so I just give God the glory for it. So that's why I'm asking all the listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, so that you can be prepared to take down some scriptures as we go forward through this tonight's program on tonight, so that you will be able to see what the Lord is saying to you yourself with your own eyes through the Word of God. We have a special guest on tonight. I'm so excited to bring my friend and brother in Christ, Brother Wilbert Pritchard. He is from the National Alliance, Agents Alliance. He's located in Dallas, Texas. He will be bringing us valuable information that we need to be aware of on tonight. So I'm excited that he's my special guest on tonight. But before he comes forth, I'm asking all the listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, within the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, it is in that name that we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you are worthy to be praised. You're not like man. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. All power in heaven and earth is in your hand. So not only tonight, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. That's why we're so grateful for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the shedding of his blood for the remission of our sins, so that we can be reconnected back to you and get back into good fellowship and relationship with you, all because of your Son, Jesus Christ's blood that was shed on the cross, that we can be redeemed from our sins. So we ask that you will forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, so that we will be able to continue to walk in and live in and fulfill our individual and corporate God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight. Have your way over the airwaves. We pray now, Lord, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards each one of us. We're not worthy of them. We don't deserve them, but we thank you for them in the name of Jesus Christ. We come now lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies, those that are dealing with PTSD orders and disorders, and those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts and mental stress. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your spirit, because we know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders even today. Touch, heal, heal, and deliver all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, we come asking that you will comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. I lift up my friends, the Blackwell family, Heavenly Father, in a special way. We just memorialized their mother on yesterday and just got a call today, or I just saw it on Facebook today, that they turned around and lost their grandmother on this morning. So we ask that you will comfort and strengthen that family, not only that family, but everyone that's dealing with bereavement on tonight. Comfort and strengthen as only you can is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that you will move by your spirit over the airways, that everything that's going to be said will be taken in love on tonight, and that your word will go forth with power on tonight, even through my guests, that your word will have power, that the listeners will listen carefully and take heed to what's going to be said through my guests on tonight, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you can increase in us, that you alone will be glorified. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. We always have a spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, trust God through life's process. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. This goes for me too. I'm not excluded. I'm not exempt. Trust God through life's process. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassador vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I have two announcements that I'd like to make before we do our music break. My guest is going to come forth very shortly. He's going to share a short testimony with us. And then I'm going to yield the mic over to Brother Pritchard. Again, he's from the National Agents Alliance. He's located in Dallas, Texas. He's my special guest. So, again, you still need your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to take notes. My first announcement for tonight, I am making a special announcement on behalf of the TV host, Wendy Williams. She has a 24-hour hotline that's available for anyone, if it's you, yourself, or someone that you love or care about that is dealing with drug addiction, alcoholic addictions, any kind of addiction. They have a foundation, and it's titled the Hunter Foundation. Again, Wendy Williams, the TV host Wendy Williams, has a foundation. It's called the Hunter Foundation. If you or yourself or someone that you know or love or care about are dealing with issues and they need assistance, this phone line is open 24 hours a day. So if you have a problem or if you know someone that has a problem and they need assistance, they can always call this number and someone will be available to assist you or them in whatever they stand in need of. So I just want to let you all know that we thank God for her for opening up this door for anyone that needs assistance. So don't be afraid. If you have a problem, call the Hunter Foundation. I just had the number for it, and I'm going to make sure I get it again so I can pass it along to the listeners on tonight. Bear with me just 1 second. I just had it. You know how the enemy is when you're going to try to be a blessing to someone. The enemy always try to intervene. But here we go. The number that you can dial, again, it's a 24-hour hotline. The number is 888-548-6837. Once again, the Hunter Foundation, the phone number is, the hotline number is 888-548-6837. Or if you want to, you can go to Wendy Williams Hunter Foundation.org by way of your computer. And my final announcement for tonight is God has opened new doors for others to host shows up under this worldwide platform. And you might want to write these down so you can tune in and be blessed by them as well. And the first show is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose and Danielle Dorsey. This show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking, a woman of God, a psychologist, She always applies the word of God to each situation. Clinically speaking, before she ever renamed, her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and first Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7. Then we have Ministry Impossible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each and every second Thursday and fourth Saturday night from 6:30 to 7 p.m. We also have Pastor Eric Morphis. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He comes on my show each and every second Thursday night, which starts at 8 p.m. And then we have Pastor Norman King. He's the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. His show airs, he comes on my show every third and fourth Saturday night. My show, again, starts at 8 p.m. Again, Pastor Norman King, he is my first cousin, and his church ministry is Victor's Outreach Ministries, located, once again, in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he comes forth over this worldwide platform every third and fourth Saturday night, starting at 8 p.m. And then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares an inspirational poem, and then he always breaks with us the bread of life, God's word. He comes forth each and every first and third Saturday, every first and second Saturday. Again, I have a special guest on tonight, so I had to reschedule him for the 16th of this month. He'll be coming back on Thursday, May 16th. But normally, Deacon Marvin Cox comes forth over this platform every first and second Saturday, which starts at 8 p.m. Well, before I bring forth my brother in Christ, my friend, Brother Pritchett, I'm going to go to our music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to him, and he's going to share with us a testimony, and then we're going to listen to what he has to say to us. But before I do the music break, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, because what he's going to bring to you, the listeners, on tonight is very much needed word that some people are trying to avoid. Even some Christians try to avoid this subject. But on tonight, if you have your Bibles open, please turn to Hebrews. He's going to kind of piggyback or tie into what he's going to be speaking to the listeners about on tonight. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 27, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 9, verses number 27 and then number 28. And it says unto us, and as it is appointed unto man or unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Verse number 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. And then also you want to turn over to Psalms, in the book of Psalms. You're going to see what we're talking about here. In the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verses 15 and 16. Again, Psalms chapter 103. Verses 15 and 16. And verse 15 says, as for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. Verse 16 says, for the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. So those are the scriptures that I've just read to you on tonight. And when he's talking about man, he's talking about mankind. That means women as well, men, women, boys, and girls. It has been appointed once unto mankind, to die, and after that, the judgment. So I'm just preparing you all for my guests on tonight with that reading from the word of the Lord. So right now, we're going to do a short music break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to yield the mic to my friend and brother in Christ, Brother Pritchett. Enjoy the music break.
You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I pray that you was blessed by that musical selection. Worth. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ, God's Son, thought that your life and my life was worth living, that he sacrificed his own life, and he paid the price for our sins with his sinless blood on the cross so that we can be redeemed back to our Heavenly Father and Creator. So I pray that you enjoy that musical selection. And this all ties in with my guest on tonight. And before I bring him forth, I just want to say to you, the listeners, we just read the word of God, what it says unto us, you and I, it is appointed unto mankind wants to die. After that, the judgment. So in other words, we need to get our affairs in order. And on that note, I am so excited to bring forth my guest on tonight, Brother Pritchett. I now yield the mic to you. If you can share your testimony first, and then if you could, please go into your message for my listeners on tonight.
And praise the Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Well, giving honor to God, I'm grateful and I'm blessed and honored and humbled to be on your show tonight, James. This is truly a blessing for me. I didn't see that coming, but you never know where your blessings are coming from, you know. God works, moves in mysterious ways. I'm here tonight to share something that I am very inspired to share. It's an opportunity for people to understand that what I'm about to speak on is not something to frown upon, and it's not something to deter you. It's something to embrace, because we all are going to have to travel this road eventually, you know. We're only here for but a moment, you know, and we have to make the best of it. So my the topic is Dare to Dream. Given unto God, I have a short testimony in that I've been on disability for almost 30 years now, but you wouldn't know it because God is awesome. I wake up every day. I'm able to do what I do without any hesitation. I feel good. I feel better today than I did 20 years ago. That's a blessing in and of itself. So that's my testimony from the heart. I know that God is real. I don't doubt it. I am a walking, living, breathing testimony every day for everyone that I meet. I try to inspire that they can be all that they can be their authentic selves, and go with God. Let go and let God. Sometimes we have to be still. We have to pause that little slit in the middle of our face and listen with our heart and allow God to move us where he wants us to go, because he's real. What I'm going to talk about is that I'm a native of Texas. I was born in Waco, raised here in Dallas, went to high school at Roosevelt High School in Oak Cliff. And like I said, I was on disability for more than 30 years. I still am as we speak. But God has laid upon me for the last 3 years to be able to go out and do what I love to do, and that is helping people, you know. God puts it in our DNA to want to help people and want to serve, you know. But a lot of times people think that they have to be a social worker or donate their time to charity or do it for free, you know. But I want you all to think about a doctor. Now, what does a doctor do? A doctor brings his skill set, right, to the patient's bedside and helps that patient back to health, right? So you would say a doctor does a great thing for that patient, would you not? But at the same time, I don't know if you ever gotten a bill from a doctor, but a doctor gets paid very well. And so what I'm going to talk to you tonight is an opportunity for you to be like that doctor, to do good and to do well at the same time. I'm speaking, of course, about life insurance and an opportunity to be your own boss, helping others change their financial lives through life insurance industry. Did you know that having a life insurance license is one of the best kept secrets in terms of generating first generation of wealth in this country? You probably didn't know that because it's a secret, but it is. The company I work for has empowered me through their organization, and they have partnered strategically with companies you may recognize, AIG, Forrester, and others, so that we are able to help 99.9% of the people that need our services. Okay, let me repeat that. I am now in a position praise God, that I am able to bring about changes in 99.9% of people's lives, those people who have what they call have turned pre-existing conditions. That's a thing of the past. If you're breathing, pretty much, we can get you covered. That's what I want to talk to you about. This opportunity, people think life insurance, they think about death. Well, I want to talk about the living benefits of having a life insurance policy. Things like, first I want to let you know the difference between the policies. Insurance is not that complicated. There are two types. Generally, there's a whole life and term life. Now, the differences between the two, term, the phrase term means almost temporary, meaning that it's going to terminate, okay? So you can have the insurance for a certain amount of time, and then it's going to terminate or it's going to roll over to a whole life policy. It's the cheaper of the two insurance opportunities. But it terminates at the end of a certain period of time. Whole life is just that. It is a whole life lifetime benefit product with a cash value attachment. Those are the two differences, okay? I may be going a little fast, more nervous, but God is good, so I'm relaxing that you are in on this big secret. The National Agents Alliance is a company that I speak with that I'm talking about. The company was founded over 20 years ago, and it has become the number one of the top rated insurance marketing agencies in the country with AA ratings from America's Best, which is a rating company for insurance companies as a whole. And we do life insurance. That's all we do, life insurance and annuities, okay? We provide help for those who need it, who feel they can either afford it or they otherwise put it on the back burner until they actually need it, until there's an emergency in the family or something like that. People generally don't think about covering their family. But I want you to think about, in a two-family household, you're used to that dual income coming in the house, correct? Now, what happens? Think about what happens if, God forbid, one of those incomes is no longer there. How long will that family be able to hold themselves together with half of their income cut in half? Not very. So what life insurance does, it acts as an income replacement. It gives you that cushion you need so that you can sustain your family's standard of living without having to resort to other things like going on some of these crowdfunding sites to raise money to intern your loved one. Yeah, I mean, my mouth is a little dry. So what I'm talking about is an opportunity for you to help others and get paid in the process. Now, I'm a little off script because I'm a little nervous. If you're interested in learning what we do pretty much, if you're licensed, you can come into our alliance. You can bring your clientele. Once you get signed up with the company, you get contracted with the various agencies, and there are like 14 different agencies within our umbrella. You can start making money immediately. An opportunity for you to enhance your self-worth by helping others if you're already licensed. If you're not licensed, not to worry. We provide all of the necessary tools in order for you to do what you need to do. We take you by the hand. We lay out the foundation. We give you everything you need to get licensed in your state, okay? And then we provide all of the necessary tools and information so that you can take that newly acquired license and start to change lives one family at a time. James, if you have any questions coming in, if anybody has any questions, feel free to chime in, and I will try to answer them. The thing about it is there is a real hard need for soldiers to join our forces so that we could branch out and share our wealth of knowledge and opportunities with people in throughout this country. The latest stats that I read, if you give me a moment, the latest stats that I looked up prior to tonight's show is almost two-fifths of Americans, that's 37%, do not have life insurance policies, according to the recent survey sponsored by the Insurance Quote. Well, my company wants those 37% to understand the necessity and the need to be covered for their families. If you have a family, it's no longer about you. If you're single, I can understand somewhat. But if you have a family, if the insurance coverage is not basically for you, it's to protect that family in the event of one's demise, okay? So the National Alliance needs your help. We need you to join forces with us so that we can go out and help that 37% elevate their information about health, life insurance, their ability to get it, because as I said, we can now assure that 99.9% of those who need it are able to get it. We have the information, we tailor it to suit whether they think they can afford it now or not. We tailor it to suit your financial needs. So whatever your needs are in whatever state you're in, trust and believe, we have coverage that you can afford. It doesn't matter what kind of illness you have, what kind of pre-existing condition you have, we have something that said this is not a one-size-fits-all. We tailor our product to suit the average Joe Blow, okay? So if you've ever considered being your own boss, setting your carving out your own path, controlling your own destiny. If you ever had a desire to become an entrepreneur, if you never thought about being your own boss, now is an opportunity that you can do that. There are no limits to the infinity that you can accomplish. You can accomplish every goal you want. You put your life on hold, your dreams, your hopes and your dreams. Well, the National Agents Alliance want to fund those dreams. You let your job, because you can do this on a part-time basis and leading to a full-time opportunity. You can let your job pay your bills, but the National Agents Alliance wants to pay your dream, okay? We want to make you dream again. We want to dare you to dream again. But we need your help in joining us to get the word out, to spread the news that insurance is not bad. Everybody can afford it. It's affordable. Trust me, it's affordable. And all you need to do is seek out the information. We, as a people, do better when we know better. So I hope that what I'm saying will benefit some. Not all. I mean, the insurance game is not for everyone. But if you enjoy helping people, if you want to experience the exhilaration of watching a family's whole dynamic financially change in front of your eyes once they acquire coverage for their loved ones, that changes their whole mentality, the physiologically and change, because the worry about what if is no longer there. They can use that energy and talent for other things that's more productive, because it takes away the burden of not knowing that being unsure about what's going to happen if this, that, or the other happens. That is all gone. That's laid to rest. So if you're interested in learning more about what we do and how we can change people's lives, how you can become a part of our crusade and go out and change families' lives one at a time, I'm going to give you some information so you can reach out to me. If you're licensed or unlicensed, if you have a desire to change your life by changing others, this is maybe the opportunity you're looking for. On that, James, I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to be here. As I said, I will give you some links, information on how to contact James or myself to find out more information, more detailed information about this opportunity. But before I give it back to James, what I ask the audience to do, I want you to think about people that you know generally. I want you to get on that and pick up that pen and paper and just write down names. As I was talking about people that you know and love, everybody has loved ones that we've lost, that didn't have any coverage, and we suffered the anxieties and the struggles of trying to come up with the funding to lay them to rest properly, okay? I want you to think about those people that you know, friends, families, acquaintances. Write them down on a piece of paper, and then I want you to hold on to that, okay? When I give you the information on how you can get more information about how you can join our free shape, then if you decide this is for you, if you're curious, you know, then when you reach out to me and our associates reach back out to you, I want you to have that list handy, because I want you to think about those people and think how you would feel if you're able to change their financial dynamics, to give that family solace in knowing that if something happened to dad or mom or the children, because children pass away too, they are covered. I want you to think about how that would make you feel, and then multiply that by all of the people on that list. That's the kind of inspiration I am trying to put out on the airwaves. So if you're interested, please hang out until the end of the show. I will give you the contact information. You can reach out to me, reach out to James, and we will get with you, and we will start you on that path to helping others by helping yourself, all right? God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and you all be blessed.
Hey, man, Brother Pritchard, please stay on the line because I do want you to be able to give out your contact information to the listeners. But just like he was saying, this may not be for everyone, but we do know, just as we read in God's word, and that's why I hope you had your Bible open, and this is a word from the Lord himself. He is letting us know in his word, in Hebrews, I'm going to say it again, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and it is, not might be, see, the thing about that is, if Jesus Christ don't come back first, guess what? If Jesus Christ don't come back first, we're all going to pass through life in the way of death. So that's why we see a lot of people, and sometimes death come we're unaware of when it happens, because sometimes accidents happen, all the violence that's going on in the world today. You know, the next breath for each one of us is not guaranteed. Only God knows. So you want to make sure that you're covered and your family is covered with insurance, life insurance, enough to at least bury your loved ones. And then hopefully you have something left over that you can take care of some bills. But we see so many times, especially in this day and age, when someone loses a loved one, especially when it's unexpected, we hear it all over the news, on TV and in the papers, even on Facebook. People are going to GoFundMe agencies and asking for help to bury a loved one. See, that don't have to be. If you have coverage, if you're covered with life insurance and your payments are on time and they're caught up and your insurance has not lapsed, then you know that if a loved one leaves you, then they are covered and you're able to bury them properly. Just as Brother Pritchard just said, you don't have to go running around wondering where the money's going to come from, how are we going to bury our loved one. And we see so many times where loved ones are laid up for weeks at a time because the family is trying to gather money together to bury their loved ones. But this is an opportunity. Amen. And I like this agency because they deal with, you know, if you have a pre-existing condition, and it's also the age, look how far up in age you can be and still get life insurance. Most insurance companies, they have a cutoff age, and there's a lot of insurance companies now that they do not deal with any type of pre-existing health problems. So God is opening the door. This is a door of opportunity for someone that's listening on tonight. You can be your own boss. You can be assistant to others, bring peace of mind to others by knowing that they have insurance. They are covered. Their life is covered by insurance so that, like when the Lord calls their name, whether he calls their name or their loved one's name, that they're covered and they can bury their loved ones in a timely fashion and decently and in order. So I thank Brother Pritchett for this powerful information. And it's sad to say a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers, a lot of Christians do not even like to talk about death. But death is coming. Again, just like I said earlier, if Jesus don't come back first, we know, according to God's word, that we're going to leave this world one day. We're going to die. We don't know when. We don't know why. We don't know where or how. But if Jesus don't come back first, we're going to pass from life unto death. So you want to make sure that you're covered so that you will be in a position that you don't have to go around starting a GoFundMe page or go around begging to get enough money to bury your loved one. So I thank God for Brother Pritchett on tonight. So in other words, we're letting you know in a very short terms on tonight, the word of God even talks about get your affairs, in other words, get your house in order. Because we don't know when we're going to be called from earth to glory. We don't know when we're going to be called by the death angel. We don't know when God is going to call our name. Only God knows that. So you want to be prepared, be ready. So that it would be a light and a burden lifted off your loved ones if you happen to go first, or if your loved ones go before you, that you want to make sure they are covered so that you can do what you need to do, and then you don't have to go around begging and asking people to help you raise funds to bury your loved one. So that's what this program is about on tonight, and I pray that it's been enlightening for some. And I pray that it's going to be a blessing to some on tonight. We know it's not for everyone, but if you feel that it's for you, then you need to contact Brother Pritchett. Either you can contact him, and he's going to give his contact information really shortly, or you can contact me through my email, which I'm going to give again, is all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I do want to say that I, too, am getting ready to, I'm in the process myself of becoming a part of this National Agents Alliance myself so that I can go out and be a blessing to others. And so we just want to share this form on tonight and let you all know that if you're interested, you can do the same thing. So, Brother Pritchett, if you could please give out your information how people can contact you on tonight.
Absolutely. I can be reached in several ways. You can text me at to 214-828-7603. You can send me an email at Stan, S-T-A-N, Tall, T-A-L-L, Brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, at yahoo.com. You can go on my Facebook page. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, hit me on my Facebook page. I will get back to you ASAP. I just want to reiterate, if you are already licensed and your ambition is to run your own independent agency, or you just want to increase your field service area, give us a call. Cost you nothing to join. You get contracted, and then you can expand the people that you help. If you're not licensed, we provide all the tools necessary to help you get licensed. Then you can go out and you can change lives one family at a time. Again, I can be reached at stantallbrother@yahoo.com. You can text to 214-828-7603. I look forward to your call. Don't forget about the list. If you call me, let me know that you're ready to get.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that this agency is not just connected to the Dallas, Texas area or the Michigan, Detroit, Michigan area. This is a national agency. So wherever you are listening within the United States, and I don't know if they go out of the United States, but I know it covers the majority of the United States. If you're in the United States and you want to become a part of this, you want to get licensed, this is a way of doing it. So you can turn around and you can be a blessing to others as well as be a blessing to yourself and your own family through the National Agents Alliance. So once again, I thank Brother Pritchard for taking his time out to come forth over this worldwide platform to share with the listeners on tonight this valuable and important vital information that some people try to ignore. But once again, we have to go back to God's word. Remember that God is not a man that he should lie, and his son Jesus is not a man that he should repent. God's word is truth. He cannot change. He cannot fail. He cannot go back on his word. So if Jesus don't come first, guess what? We all going to pass this way called death. And then after that, guess what? It's going to be the judgment when we stand before God and give an account for every deed done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So in other words, we're letting you know it's time to get our affairs or get our house in order, because only God knows when our time is going to come to an end and when we take our last breath. So we want to make sure that our affairs are in order to make it life easier and better for our loved ones that are left behind, so they don't have to go around again going to GoFundMe or trying to go to the neighborhoods or churches or wherever they go to try to raise money so they can bury a loved one. So, Brother Pritchard, I want to personally thank you for coming forth, sharing this vital information to the listeners on tonight. And I'm sure that it's going to be a blessing to a lot of the listeners. So I want you all to take this all in. And if you need to pray about it, pray about it. And ask the Lord to show you in which way that he would want you to go. And he will do that. He said, we have not because we ask not. So we're standing on God's word on tonight. So we just thank God for this young man coming forth on tonight, sharing this vital, important information for such a time as this. Because as we see the news and as we hear in our families, people are leaving here every day. I mean, young and old, black, white, it don't matter what color you are, what race you are, what age you are, people are dying every day. So the bottom line is you want to make sure that your house and your affairs are in order by having the proper insurance that you need to be covered, so that your loved one or you will not have a hard time burying your loved one. Brother Pritchard, I thank you for coming forth, sharing this vital information. And if the Lord says so, I will have you again at a later date so we can go over more information in case if someone else tunes in that did not hear the show on tonight, so you can re-stress this information again at a later date so we can make sure that everyone that wants to become a part of this alliance, we can do so. Again, I pray that it has been this blessing. This show has been a blessing to you on tonight. So we're going to close out tonight kind of early, but I am so grateful that we had a chance to have our brother come on and share the information about life insurance and the different types of policies that we deal with. Just as sure as you're breathing, guess what? We're going to stop breathing one day, but we want to know that our affairs are when that time do come. So we want to thank God for this opportunity to have him come on and share this information. And I pray that you receive it in love on tonight. And don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Because God is the only one knows when he's going to call someone home next and who's going to be next. It could be me. It could be you. We don't know. Don't take your life for granted. Don't take your insurance for granted that everything is all right. You want to make sure you have updated policies where they're paid up. So when death do come, your family won't have to be struggling. So that's our program for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it on tonight. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. If you need more information regarding the National Alliance, Agents Alliance, again, you can contact me through my email. Again, that's all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory and honor and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for tonight's program to let the people know that your word lets us know that it has been appointed unto man once to die. After that comes the judgment. And your word also lets us know that we need to get our house and our affairs in order, because only you know when you're going to call the next person home. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to move by your spirit. We pray that this word that has gone forth on tonight has gone forth with love, and that it has been received in love, and that through this program on tonight that someone is going to be blessed, and they can turn around and be a blessing to others. that you will be glorified is our prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we want to continue to lift up all those that have breathed on tonight and let them remember and know through your word, Heavenly Father, that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We know that you're worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, for his greatest gift to mankind, and that through the shedding of his sinless blood, he paid a debt that he did not owe. He did not owe, but he paid a debt that he knew that we could not pay through the shedding of his blood and through his dying. And not only that, he rose again from the dead with all power in his hand, with the victory over death held in the grave in his hand. And he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God, even tonight. So we bless your name on tonight. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, we pray now that you will move by your Spirit on tomorrow and every door that's going to be opened in your Son Jesus' name all over the land. Touch and anoint each vessel that's going to bring forth your word, even tonight, that on as tomorrow, as your word goes forth, that it will go forth with power to the saving of many souls. The backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up, strengthened, and edified through your word on tomorrow is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, I too would like to say to all the mothers that are tuning in on tonight, early happy Mother's Day. And if you have your mother is resting in the arms of the Lord, such as my mother and my sister Barbara, and my aunt Maggie May, and cousin Maggie, who we just funeralized 2 weeks ago, we know that they are resting in the Lord. So we just want to say even happy Mother's Day to those that have mothers that are resting in the arms of Jesus on tonight. We still say happy Mother's Day to them and for their lives and what they did for us while they were here on earth. So we want to say again to every mother, early happy Mother's Day, and I pray that the Lord bless you real good, that you'll be able to see many, many more Mother's Day. So that's the program for tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it. Until the next time, continue to tune in to this ministry. It's worldwide platform. And please don't forget to share it with others, your friends, your neighbors, and ministries and co-workers. Let them know about it so they can tune in and be blessed by the word of God, and that they too can turn around and share it with others so that many others can tune in and be blessed as God continues to deliver a powerful word through his men and women that come forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. That's the word for tonight. I pray that you was blessed. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until the next time, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Good night.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Brother,
my sister, you too.
My brother,
pray. know you're standing in need of prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.